IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint, a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah is helping me or are helping me in the studio, shedding more light on the critique of the movie The Jinn, 2021 American supernatural horror film directed and written by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Pleasure always.
You always. Well, I'm very glad and delighted to have you back in the studio.
Same here.
Yes, thank you. Well, actually, from the last episode onwards, we try to criticize the movie The Jinn. It's the second movie, talking about or hovering around the concept of jinn, which is totally an Islamic concept. We have a chapter in the Holy Quran about it, you know. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, The Jinn, producing 2021, directed and written by David Carbonier and Joseph Howell, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
At the start of the final hour of the day, set a candle aflame. Place 3 drops of fresh blood into the melting wax. Face your reflection, speak these words, and make your wish known. Spirit of fire, let the wheel of fortune turn. Grant me my desire. Should your strength of will survive until the stroke of midnight, extinguish the flame and the jinn will grant your heart's desire. But beware the jinn's toll, for the gift that you seek may cost your soul.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn, written and directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Produced in 2021. It's an American supernatural horror film. In that movie, around minute 12, we hear the mention of the Book of Shadows,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to remind our audience what it is that we are talking about, it's an occult book, how to summon a spirit of fire to ask for a wish, mm-hmm. basically. This is their definition. You know, again, we see such an occult vision or concept, let's say, along with the symbol of the Star of David in a circle.
Exactly.
As you can imagine, if you have watched the movie. I'm talking to the audience, of course. If you have, then you know what I'm talking about. Do we, Sister Asma, do we have such a secret book, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
And are we allowed to use them?
Of course we're not allowed, but does such book really exist? I don't know, but maybe yes, because based on so many mythological stories, we have heard that magicians or some people who are expert at summoning up the, now we learn that we have to call them jinns.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess such books exist, but not so many people have access to those sorts of books, because even if they are available, it is not allowed for us to make use of them.
Mm. And we also have in the folk culture this tradition of, let's say, thinking that jinns or such creatures and phenomena, in fact, can give us somehow or grant us our desires or gives us what we wish. Is that also true? I mean, that is this based on something solid?
Well, you know, it's not just a truth. I don't believe in that, because as we talked about it in the previous session, we said that maybe magicians can make use of those jinns or make them or bring them to be their servants, but they are not going to be wishmakers. Mm-hmm.
And this tradition, mind you, it didn't stay in the, you know, a particular culture, like, for example, a Muslim nation or country. It also infiltrated some other cultures, such as the Western for example, culture. We are talking about a genie in a bottle, you know?
Exactly.
Or a genie and its, you know, pot that it comes out of it when you rub it, mm-hmm. for example, a few times, then the genie comes out and pops up and asks you for a wish.
And the miracles are done.
Yeah, and we have lots of cartoons about
yes,
it, for God's sake, right?
But that's not true. I don't think so. They are not going to be wish makers. And I actually noticed that in the movie. All the time they called those jinns as wish makers, which was so odd
exactly,
for me.
Exactly, exactly.
Which was something very odd. How come
wish
they turned to
wish
be...
Wishmaker or wishmaster sometimes.
Yes, wish
we
master.
Also had the movie Wishmaster, Sayyid Abdullah. Would you... do you have any ideas or have you watched the movie Wishmaster?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I did watch one of the Wishmaster movies, but then it was turned into a series as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a series of them, but they were just blood and gore. So I kind of got turned off by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you know, I did watch it because
yes.
it does revolve the concept of jinn. But like the sister said, they take it out of context. They think they're just there to grant your wishes. They're not.
Mm-hmm, I see. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, The Jinn. Producing 2021, directed and written by David Carbonier and Joseph Howell, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
Part man and part beast in nature, the jinn is one of the five immortal guardians of the Shadow Realm. Appearing to those who conjure the wish of desire, the jinn will grant one wish to anyone brave enough to survive an hour in its presence. But it will consume the heart of all those who fail, damning their soul to the Shadow Realm for all eternity.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn, written and directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell, produced in 2021. It's an American supernatural horror film. In that specific part, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, the jinns are, this is what they say, it's part beast, part man. They are talking about this creature, basically, defining it. And the jinns are one of the five immortal guardians of the shadows or shadow realms. This is what they define.
Yep.
All right? And they will grant one wish of the summoner, but this is what is written in the book. And the narrator reads it because the boy is mute, basically.
Yeah.
Right? And but it says, but thwarting it as well, you know, as well as giving or granting the wish to the summoner and damning their soul to the shadow realm for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Of course, with consequences, obviously, this is what they say. There is a consequence going with the territory of, you know, getting a wish.
Yeah.
In fact. Although immortal, they are susceptible to the laws of man in the human realm, all right? Able to regenerate only upon request or return to their world. They may be banished if the flame is extinguished after the stroke of midnight.
Mm.
Are these based on realities? I mean, are they for real?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. So, jinn are mortals. They're not immortals. They're just mortals like us.
Yes.
And the realm of, I don't know, darkness or whatever they want to call it.
Yes.
It just doesn't exist. We don't have such a nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It's this, either this world, barzakh and the akhirah is all we have.
Yes.
But they had to make it, you know, dramatize it to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
In summoning the jinn themselves, you are, in a sense, condemning yourself if you don't know what you're doing, because trying to summon a jinn is playing with fire.
Right.
Because unless you know how to handle them, they will definitely hurt you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So some people, for those who summon jinns, either they summon good Muslim jinns that they can befriend, or they summon the bad ones, because the bad ones usually have higher ability and capacity to do more things. And these ones, they come by force.
Right.
If you can't handle them, they will definitely harm you and hurt you in whatever way possible they can. So you're basically condemning yourself to death.
Right.
Or at least I know a lot of people who went insane as a result of doing such a thing. So they lose their mind completely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that aspect is also there. As for the, you know, the stroke of midnight, I mean, that's also fantasized as much as they can.
Right.
Because they have to put an end to the story, so they have to call it, what do you call it, the midnight flame.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when it comes to summoning jinn, there's just no limits. There's no time frame. You can bring them, and then whenever you're done with them, then you can, you know, send them back to where they came from, if you can, that is.
Sayyid Abdullah, are we allowed to go after such supernatural, esoteric, hermetic occults without a teacher, especially, or a trainer?
To begin with, the whole magic, the black magic thing, is forbidden to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that, from a jurisprudential aspects, we're allowed to dive into this world, onto this knowledge, is if you're trying to learn it for the sake of trying to, for example, refute bad magic, trying to protect other people or heal
or
other
break
people.
Break a spell or something
like
this.
Yeah, so if you're trying to do it in this regard, then it is allowed as long as you stay focused on the mission, which is to use it for good. Otherwise, as a knowledge itself, is one of these sciences that is haram, forbidden to begin with. Like, you're not supposed to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so Islam drew the line in this regard. It's completely forbidden.
Right. Asma, you know, Sister Asma, you know, if mistakenly something happens, or, for example, the jinn is summoned by someone, just along with the question or parallel to what I asked Sayyid Abdullah about it, you know, it's, as Sayyid Abdullah said, it's you know, forbidden to begin with such a stuff. You know, we are not allowed to go after such esoteric occult or occultism. But if mistakenly summoned, or somebody experiences such a phenomena, all right, what should they do? You know, do we have to actually resort to the charghol, for example? The four chapters of the Holy Quran, beginning with ghul.
Yes,
this is
exactly
what the Muslims are taught usually.
And we saw that in the previous movie we talked about. All the time they were reciting that verse, which said
the chapter
people. I take refuge to God from Satan. So of course we have to ask help from God and from those people who know how to deal with these sort of creatures, because once they're summoned, and it has been mentioned in the movie as well, once something is done, you can't go back and make it undone.
Yes.
So the focus was on this fact, and I guess it was about to say that once you get into the road of these sort of things, these sort of supernatural, eerie things, then there's no way for you to get out of it, or at least it's very difficult, and you won't come out untouched.
And just to end this episode, and as well as the episodes, you know, about the theme of jinn, you know, how can we explain or account for the unexplainable stuff happening in our real world? Can we blame the jinns for all the, you know, strange or weird things that happen in life?
Of course not. Not everything is related to them, but we have to admit that there is a supernatural life in this world happening right beside us. But we're unaware of it.
I see.
Because the curtains are still there, and they've not been drawn. So we don't see many things, but the fact that you're not seeing something with your eyes doesn't mean that it does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take care of it by just asking God's help or things like that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sister
Asma. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Sid Abdullah.
Pleasure.
Well, you've been listening to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We've been talking about the very concept of jinn, of course, through two movies out of Hollywood. First, we focus on the movie Jinn, which was produced in 2014. But now, we shifted to another movie, The Jinn, which was produced and directed, in fact, in 2021. Thank you very much for listening to us. We leave you in Allah's care, so please pray for us. And we say, from me and the rest of the crew here and my guest speakers in the studio, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.